There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way out.
Sports Radio 94 WIP Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. I was just giving you room to breathe there, Hugh. I enjoyed you singing that song.
Is this the Rocky song?
Yeah.
When he was in the snow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rocky
Nice
Four.
Little training montage.
Yeah, we need a montage.
Would you guys consider Rocky IV to be, like, I think it's a very entertaining movie. I think it's a good movie, but would you consider it to be a bad movie?
Wait a minute, who was in Rocky IV?
That was the Drago.
Drago. It was pretty good. Yeah. It was during the time, you know, the Russian, whole Russian thing.
Yeah.
I must break you.
It was definitely cheesy, I think it was a good movie.
It was all right.
Yeah.
The only Rocky movie that I would say that was bad was the Tommy Gunn.
That was horrendous.
The fifth one.
The Tommy Hitman or whatever he was.
Yeah, Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Is that my phone doing that?
Sure is.
Yes, it was.
I thought that was a drop Kyle was.
Yeah, playing. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It only happens like every day.
It hasn't happened in a while. That's the first time that's
You're
happened.
You're right. It hasn't happened in a while.
I've been working on that.
Good job, Hugh.
Working on it. Every now and then I have a regression.
It happens. Well, it happens. You got a lot on your mind today. You got a lot of dome on your mind today.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, I don't understand why y'all opposed to having a dome at the stadium.
Because it's terrible. It's anti-football. It's anti-Philadelphia.
Yeah,
it's
anti-manliness. Y'all need to get out of the antiquated way that y'all like to think about things, man. We
antiquated.
Need to evolve. Yeah.
No, I don't want to
evolve. This is Philadelphia.
It means old.
That's you. You're the oldest one here.
It means old. But I have vision, and I think I'm a forward thinker.
No, you're not.
You're being selfish.
I'm not. It's cold.
You are.
Man, it's cold outside.
It's not that bad.
It's cold.
Come on, man.
It was pretty brick. During the playoffs, it was pretty brutal.
I mean, we got great moments, though.
Yeah, we do.
You're right.
That's the tough part about it, because that snow game, the first thing I thought about when I was being pro-dome is that Shady McCoy snow game and how he just went off of that game, man. But, I mean, it's all right. That's why we have NFL films. They do a great job of bringing out the nostalgia of football around this time of year. So we always have that in our memories.
By the way, it looks like I think they just released the Eagles 2024 video.
Uh-huh.
I think today, the season video.
Did we make some of the videos? Did we make it like talking bad about them and stuff?
Maybe.
Did they use that as motivation?
Maybe. Maybe, you know, in 10 years.
I wonder, did the BG cut make it when he threw AJ under the bus?
Oh, I'm sure that. There's no question about that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We're talking about a lot of different things today. Pro or anti-dome, is the Eagles send out an email to their season ticket holders, I guess, gauging interest. And would you like renovations of the stadium? Would you like a new stadium? And if you did, what would that stadium look like? So you want to get on that. Would you trade Andrew Painter in a deal to significantly upgrade this lineup? And also, are the Eagles clearly in their own tier ahead of everybody else in the NFL, all the things that we're talking about today? It is a Tri-Day Friday. Today, our Tri-Day topic, bad movie. So give us a bad movie. That's on the table as well. And in a few minutes here, we need to get to something Joe DiCamera said on the morning show this morning. It was truly shocking. And we need you.
What did he say?
We need you to rule on it. We'll get to that in a minute here. But first, let's go to Dave in Havertown. What's up, Dave?
Hey, DK, and here, just wanted to say the show has been awesome today. But last night, I was in Allentown. I covered the Iron Pigs game last night with Andrew Painter starting. And he looked damn good last night. He went six innings for the first time with the Iron Pigs. He had four strikeouts, 76 pitches, five of the six innings, 1-2-3 innings. Yeah. I mean, he looked damn good last night. And then I spoke to Painter after the game, and I asked him the question a lot of people want to know. When do you think the Phillies will call you up? He told me he will tell the Phillies when he's ready to be called.
Is that what he said?
That's exactly what he said.
I heard that.
Well, that's a good mentality for him to have. I mean, I would like to see him come up sooner rather than later, but I think that's, I mean, as a player, that's the mentality you want him to have, is that I got to earn my way up.
Exactly. He said he'll tell them when he's ready to go, because last night was the first time he went into the sixth inning, and then I followed up with that saying, you want to go seven innings in your next start? He said he'll take six or seven innings because this is only his second full year as a pro.
I feel like you was doing a reporter's job. Did you have your paper and pad with you when you did that?
I'll do a little bit of both.
Okay. No, it just no. Those are some really pointed questions. That's why I was kind of curious. You know, yeah, give me your props. Yeah.
No, that's some good reporting, Dave. And obviously, you know, Andrew Painter struggled at AAA, had a much better outing last night. So hopefully we do see him some point in the near future. Do you have a bad movie for us?
Juno, one of the worst ones I ever saw.
Juno. Appreciate the call.
That's the one with a young lady. She got pregnant, her and her boyfriend. Remember the dudes that did Superbad?
Okay. Yeah, I know Superbad. I don't know anything about Juno.
It was a pretty good movie. I forgot the young lady's name.
Okay.
That played in it. But yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
Juno was okay.
All right. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Steve in Lower Merriam. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I'm with you. Joe,
come on,
cold,
Steve.
I'm 58. I can't do it. But I will admit, I love that game that was in the snow.
Yeah, that snow game. That's the first thing that I thought about. But I'm like, I'm past it.
Are you a season ticket holder, Steve? Do you go to a lot of these games?
My cousin is, and I have turned him down each opportunity because I just don't like the cold. I like it just right. I don't like it too hot. I don't like it too cold. But the older I get, I don't like cold weather.
Steve, it sounds to me like you got to toughen up a little bit.
And we don't want to go to Florida.
Come on.
I don't want to toughen up.
You only want to go to the games if it's like 75 degrees outside?
Absolutely.
I'll take 60. How do you feel about 60, Steve? I'll take about 60 degrees.
I'm with you, and you're really not going to like me because that new Superman movie was the pits.
You're not,
I'm sitting there like, are you kidding me?
Steve, you know what it was, man? I watched it with my daughter. And she asked me, how did I feel about it? And I told her, I don't know. But you have to understand, it was the movie for the time that we're living in now, if that makes sense to you. You know what I mean?
I would agree.
And it was there. I think that for a lot of people, there was a lot of background about Superman that they kind of forgot about. I mean, to be honest, Superman was an immigrant. You know, he was.
Absolutely.
I mean, he wasn't from here. You know, so I think a lot of people got triggered for that. But, yeah, it was interesting. I'll say that. I mean, would I pay to see it again? Probably not. But it was interesting. And the CGI was horrible.
I sat there at the end like, okay, process this. Read the, you know, who was in it and so forth. I'm like, this is not good. This is not good. Based on the Supermans when we were growing up.
I'll tell you what it was, though, Steve. He got beat up a lot. Like, that was the thing that I remember. Because the Superman I remember, only time I ever saw, when I only read the time that Superman ever bled was when he was fighting Doomsday. And this dude was beat up a lot. He got up a lot. So, yeah, that was a little bit different for me.
Is that your bad movie, Steve, or do you got a different bad movie?
That's my bad movie.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Steve. I did want to mention some breaking MLB trade news involving the Mets. The Mets trade for Gregory Soto. Former Phillies relief pitcher.
Okay. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Gregory Soto, who got traded to the Orioles last year for Seth Johnson, I think the guy blew the game.
Got a real one over there.
Yeah. But Gregory Soto was a legit guy for the Phillies in 2023. Like, he pitched some real innings for them. But he ends up going to the Mets in a deal. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But right now, We need to get to something from the morning show. We need you to rule on this, especially Hugh, because over the last couple of days, one of the topics we've been discussing is, you know, kind of sometimes how you can talk about a friend's significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And this came up on the show yesterday, specifically with your guy Aaron, you know, and whether you call the other person's wife ugly, whatever. But Joe DeCamera said something this morning that you need to rule on, because I couldn't believe that Joe said this. But, you know.
Oh, my goodness. What did he say?
Kyle played the Rocky sound coming back, and there was, you know, a reason why here. Because they were talking about it this morning, and they're talking about the Joe versus Jack thing. And Joe said this morning during the morning show in terms of Jack and how he might ratchet up the intensity on this rivalry a little bit.
Drago was doing a punching exposition where you could see him punch whatever it was, 3,000 PSI.
I know he was.
Or something.
Seltzer, should I charge up this me and Fritz thing by doing the clubber Lang thing to Fritz's wife? Hey, woman.
I would not.
You lie in bed and you wish you had a real man.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would.
Yes.
I don't know how well that one would go.
Probably not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
That is how you get punched in the face.
Hey, you think you? Was that out of line from Joe this morning?
Okay. There's two things that are going on here. I didn't realize Devin was as funny as she is. Devin this week has had some real funny moments.
Well, she was right. That's how you get punched in the face.
Devin has had some real funny moments this week.
What's your rule? Is that,
what was that?
I don't know. We're waiting for a ruling, and you can't stop laughing because, I mean, it was hilarious.
Kyle, you know what? I kind of hate y'all put me in this position because Kyle, like, I was wondering why Kyle wasn't looking because he was like, yeah, I can't wait to see what he's going to say about this one. He wouldn't let me. Listen, I'm going to say this.
Can you say that about your friend's wife?
I'm going to say this. Y'all know how close me and Ike are, right?
Uh-huh.
We're family. Not on my worst day, because I know him, number one, but I ever fix my lips to say anything, like anything remotely like that. And with that being said, the fact that Joe did that, Jack got a swing on him.
Oh, wow. let's take it easy.
I'm not condoning any violence.
But listen.
Like that Clubber Lane. Because you remember the Clubber Lane thing?
Look here, woman.
It
was the way Joe
and
said it.
And then he swing on him, yeah.
You know what I mean? Right.
Yeah.
Dog.
The way Joe said it, too. A real man.
But. Let's be honest, fellas. Like, I like Jack. I like him a lot. And y'all asked me, and I'm going to give you my honest opinion. If you were going to try anybody at this station, like if I just walked in, I said, I'm going to try one of y'all.
Uh-huh.
Jack would probably be the first one. Because that's probably the easiest win.
Oh, man. That might be more insulting than what Joe did.
No, just like I said, I'm bigger than Ike, right? But if when you do that, you wake up something in a person that you don't really want to see. You know what I'm saying? And I'm using him as an example because I know him. You know what I mean? And I know him. I know him. Wouldn't play with him like that. As long as I've been knowing him, would not play with him like that on any level. You got to know who you're dealing with, man. And so that's why I'm saying, Jack, if you're listening, dog. I'm not condoning violence because I know Rod's probably listening like he don't want me to say it again.
Yeah.
He don't. But you got to stand on business.
Well, you got to
stand on business
about,
on this one, man.
How about Jack has some words with him? How about that?
Well, you need to see him in the hallway, and you need to handle it in a professional manner,
Joe
but he needs to know
Joe
that
is
you
very
can't. Yeah.
Comfortable saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was shocking audio.
If this were before baseball, that would be grounds for Jack to throw one high and inside.
Yeah. Like, yeah, definitely.
Hey, man, you got to know who you're dealing with, man. I mean, Jack.
Maybe he does.
I'm just saying.
Does this lead to an elbow being thrown in basketball? Maybe. We'll see. If it gets that far.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
I'm lucky it's Friday because I'm definitely getting caught in all
I mean,
Monday.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious.
I don't condone violence, but I'm just like,
yes, you
know.
I mean, we can be honest.
I don't. Not really.
There
I'm trying
been
to
multiple
move
instances where you suggested violence.
We don't have to talk about my past.
It seems to be your solution. It seems to be your solution to a lot of problems,
well, it's
what happened at ESPN?
That was a misunderstanding. That was a misunderstanding. You know what I mean? He misunderstood. He thought we were cool like that, and I had to let him know we ain't that cool.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, man, we are trying to do adult things
right
around here. But.
Yeah, like dumb.
Say no to dumb.
But every now and then, you know, we tend to cross the line a little bit. That Jody Cameron, that's a little bit of a line crossing.
All right. So do they
need to add, like, a MMA or a boxing,
a grappling match
type leg to
it would
this
be hilarious.
Like Greco,
I mean,
a Greco-Roman wrestling type deal.
I think an MMA contest.
Or at least you got at least arm wrestling. Is that what it is, right?
That took this whole thing up a notch, I think.
No, you know what they need to do? Have y'all seen the slap thing where they be slapping folks?
Oh, the power slap?
Power slap, yes.
Wow.
Can we sanction that?
Well, probably not.
Probably not.
Why not?
You can ask them.
I can ask Rod.
I mean, another terrible idea from you. I just want to say if Rod is listening, I don't condone any of these ideas. Listen. This is all huge talking.
Not normally. When I cross the line, he will send a text. Haven't gotten that text yet.
Okay, well, good.
I'm still waiting for the phone to ring.
There you go. Well, the official ruling is that he did cross the line, right? Jared did cross the line.
That's a lot. I mean, so,
yeah. Kyle line crossing.
Of course.
For you to sit there and ask your coworkers and Devin to say, whoa. Yeah. Devin
that's
like,
how
whoa.
You get punched in the face. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We got Scott Fransky coming up at 1 o'clock. And we do want to do a read on our Twitter question of the day. Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com at WIP Midday Show is how you find our question on Twitter. And our Twitter question, are you pro-dome or anti-dome? Very easy question today. And hopefully people answer appropriately and say anti-dome. Let's go to Brian in West Philly. What's up, Brian?
Long time listener. What up, Hugh? What up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
Big time Eagles fan. By the way, Hugh, I saw Fantastic Four yesterday. It was great.
You know what, man? TK was just talking about that. I didn't realize it was out.
Yeah, I think it's been out for like a week now.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
No, it came out yesterday.
Okay, that's what it was, because I didn't realize it was out yet.
Yeah, I used to hit you up on Twitter and talk about Marvel movies on Twitter.
Okay, cool, yeah.
I'm anti-dome. You understand the cold, but our best moments was in the vet and in Link, in the open. I know it's freezing.
When you say best moments in the Link, which moments are we talking about? Did we clinch any Super Bowl bursts?
Let me say it like this: when I first started watching football, I saw this guy run across the field, number 20. I'm pretty sure you remember who that is.
Yeah.
And I seen him slam somebody, and I was like, "Dad, who was that?"
Yeah, it was snowing for that Falcons game, right? Yeah, I think it was snowing for that game. Definitely snowed that week.
Yeah, I mean, there are great memories, man, but as a former player, it's like, I can have those same memories in a nice warm press box or a nice warm seat. You know what I mean?
I understand, like, all right, the dome, I don't want AstroTurf, I never say it right. Grass only, but I can't see us. Well, not us, but y'all playing in the dome.
I mean, it's us. We're a family, Joe. So yeah, you can say us. It's no problem. Yeah.
Us as fans, we just like blue chip, blue collar. We're hard, you know, heavy, hard hitting. You know, we want you to feel that pain when you hit the ground. Come in here and play.
I feel you know what. One of the things when we played at the vet that I prided ourselves on, because other people that played there, they didn't like to land on the turf. I'm paying for that now, dog.
Nobody plays on turf like that anymore.
I'm paying for that now.
But when you think about that game last year, that Rams game, I mean, obviously it was a great game. We'll think about it fondly. But doesn't it add to it the fact that it was in, you know, a couple feet of snow?
Absolutely. It made it legendary. Seeing Saquon run all the way down the field, it almost looked like Shady again.
Yeah, it did.
And then seeing Jalen Carter just great balance, lift up Stafford, and I got him. He ain't going nowhere. It's in the snow.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, we might not have won that game if it wasn't in the snow. Honestly.
That's another thing, too.
Whoa.
Might have played a lot better.
It's true. It's
you
true.
Think we could have lost if it wasn't in the snow?
Possibly.
I think the snow was the only reason it was close.
I think the snow helped out a little bit.
The snow helped the Rams more than it helped us.
I don't know.
Did you see what we did to them in the building on artificial turf in a dome?
But
we kicked their ass.
Yeah, but it's a different game. Look at how many turnovers we got.
The snow was
it was hard to hold the ball.
Dude, I think you're insane. The snow was an equalizer. Are you kidding me?
Kyle, they fumbled the ball twice because it's hard to hold because of the snow.
Hold on. The snow makes
it. receiver slipped on the first play of the game.
You agree, without any variables, the Eagles were a better team than the Rams.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, then why did it come down to one play? It's because there was inclement weather. A.J. Brown dropped the ball that he rarely does in the end zone. I mean, it's tough for guys to get footing. Puka Nacua's running routes, Darius Slay, and cooking them. That probably doesn't happen if it's not snowing.
Speaking of Puka Nacua, how he doing? He had a lot going on this offseason. Mm. He had a lot going on. Y'all hear the story?
I'll have to get filled in on that.
By his girlfriend and whatnot?
I haven't seen
that. Y'all ain't really with that messy stuff.
Maybe make sure that it's true.
I haven't seen that. Brian, what do you got for a Tri-Day Friday movie?
Tri-Day Friday. I was going to say, is it okay if I say two same person? In honor of Hulk Hogan, I'm going to say Mr. Nanny, but I want to say Urban Commander. Urban Commando.
Urban Commando?
Yeah, that was old school. Brian. That was like one of his first movies that he did.
I've never even
heard of
that.
You never heard of
Urban
Commando? Yeah, never. He was a space traveler, right? And he landed, I guess, in these kids' backyard, and he became like their protector or whatever. And he was like I think that's the right one. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, the title makes it sound like a horrible movie.
Yeah, that was a bad movie.
Urban Commando.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hulk Hogan. Has Hulk Hogan ever been a movie that wasn't bad? I feel like every movie he gets cast in is probably awful. Because Rocky 3, I didn't really like
Rocky
3.
You're talking about, he was Thunder Lips, right?
Yeah. I didn't like that Rocky very much.
That was pretty cool.
That was the one with Mr. T and the inspiration for Joe's kind of, insult today.
Mm. No, I can't think of him being in any good movies.
Yeah. I feel like any good movie probably wouldn't cast the Hulkster. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A lot of stuff to get to in the final hour of the show. Get your calls on all this stuff we've been talking about in the final hour. But first, it is a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky will join us live from New York. Phillies taking on the Yankees tonight at Yankee Stadium. Should be a fun series. Scott will join us. That is coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giulio. This is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.